Welcome to the Joy Reveals podcast, where you'll learn about mind and health hacks, travel and business tips, and ideas on how to become the best version of yourself. Now here's your host, Joy Packard. Let's see what she's going to be revealing today.
Hi, it's Joy Packard on the Joy Reveals podcast. Today, I cannot find my microphone, so what I'm doing is just using my Apple AirPods, which goes into the topic that I wanted to share with you today, a very short one. You know, sometimes we want things to be just perfect. We won't do it until we have everything in place. We won't take action. And what happens is we just end up never doing it. And so this is a great example of just not waiting and to just get it done, because I told myself that I would record a podcast this morning for you guys. And so I'm going to do so. And I have been thinking a lot about, you know, the things that are going on in my life and how there's a lot of different changes. And I was actually going on my walk this morning, my 30-minute walk, because I haven't been feeling myself. And I was just thinking, what are the things that I have not been doing that I normally do that helps me to feel myself? And I reviewed my schedule and my day. And I said, you know, it was raining in San Antonio for a week or so off and on. And then we had to move. And then my best friend moved here and we've just been going. And I realized I wasn't doing my sunlight 30-minute walk that I told myself that I would do. And it made me think about like when I go to Mexico and how I love being in the sun there and I feel so good, you know? And I asked myself, you know, why don't we do the things that we know are good for ourselves on a daily basis? And it could just be that we think it's not important. Maybe that 30 minutes of sunlight won't make that much of a difference. I'm not really sure, you know, but as I look back, I think it's just that we just make the excuses, right? We just say, it's too hard. I don't feel like it. What good is that going to do for me today? So I just got back from my 30-minute walk and I feel better. I feel more energized. I feel happier. You know, I got my body moving, got the lymphatic system going. And so, you know, you may be in your life right now thinking, what good does this little piece of good, if I want to say it that way, going to help me with today? And I will tell you that every little thing that you do where you're taking action for the good in that direction is going to help you. It's going to help you get on that, you know, the things that you are trying to get back to. The other things that I was thinking about is I haven't been juicing. I haven't been getting my greens in. I haven't been doing my complete exercise and I haven't been meditating. And so see, all of these things kind of tie in together of why I haven't been feeling myself. And why I feel the overwhelmment that I feel lately. And so I took a step back and, you know, like I say, I evaluated the things that I have gotten away from. And so today I'm here to tell you that I'm getting back to them, getting back to the basics. You know, my dad used to always say, when things aren't going the way that you want them to, get back to the basics. And he was referring to things in church, but, you know, I think about that saying, get back to the basics. And it really does like help me in so many ways about getting back to the things that I know works for me. And so, you know, you can ask yourself today, what works for you? You know, what has been working for you to be the best version of yourself or getting on the path to being that? Because it totally is a journey, isn't it? We're not going to be perfect today. And, you know, every single day, we have an opportunity when we wake up in the morning. And by the way, every time we wake up in the morning, you know, we really should start that day with gratitude. And if even just waking up and having another day to live. And, you know, I'm looking outside and it's sunny and beautiful. And yeah, you know, it's kind of hot in San Antonio and the mosquitoes are kind of out sometimes. But what is it that we look for in the good for that day, for the opportunities that we have? I have this little plaque that's next to my sink in my bathroom. And it says, today is going to be a good day. And every time I read that, when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, you know, that's right. You know, we can wake up on the wrong side of the bed and it could be raining outside and things could just be kind of not falling in place for us. Or we can just turn it around and realize that, okay, I'm going to get back to the basics today. I'm going to go for my walk. I got that done. Feels so good. Now I'm doing my podcast, which I said last night, I'm going to do it no matter what. If I'm missing my microphone because we just moved and I have to unpack it, I'm going to make it happen anyway. So even if this recording is not going to sound as good maybe as the others with a microphone, I'm still doing it. And so, you know, what is it? Think about what are your basics. Make your list. Even if it's just one basic thing that you're going to do today, different, getting back to what you knew. And I'm not saying to like go backwards and, you know, go back to the way maybe that you were, but I'm saying the basics that you would do to help you on a daily basis to be better, to be a better person, to feel better, you know, with your health. And so whenever we have our health, and I say this all the time, and when we don't have our health, then it's really hard to do the things that we want to do, you know, such as run our business and to play with our grandkids and to do our music and to do our business, anything like that, because we have to have the energy. So today is a great day to ask you again, what are your basics? You know, I was looking back at one of these Facebook posts and a YouTube video that I did of a 6-day, I think it was 6 or 7 day challenge of juicing, to where every single day I would drink a juice and I would document it. And I want to do kind of like a smoothie plan. And I asked myself, what is making that hard for me? And I, you know, I think that part of the reason why it's so hard is I don't have the ingredients. I don't have the fresh ingredient. Maybe I have everything except the pineapple, or I have everything except for the cucumber. And so I asked myself, well, what do I need to do to make that happen? And it's as easy as either doing a shipped order or, you know, if you, those of you don't know who shipped is when they, you know, you order it online and they bring it to your door. It's so awesome. I wish I had that when I had kids. Or it's as easy as just going to the store. That's 5 minutes away. Is that a little bit difficult sometimes when it's rainy? Yeah, but think about what it is that you need to move forward, right? And fill in those gaps. I was talking to my husband the other day about, you know, the gaps. And, you know, I gave him an example of dominoes. You know, when we were little kids, or even when we're older as adults, you know, we line up the dominoes and the domino effect when you want the dominoes to fall. But they're spaced out perfectly so they will, you know, hit the next one and on and on and on and on. And if you have that one piece that's missing, what's going to happen? The whole domino effect is going to stop. And so what is that one piece that's missing in your life? What is that basic thing that you need to get back to? So anyway, I just wanted to share with you that small little thought today, but such an important one. And I hope it helps you in some way. I hope you have the most amazing day ever. And again, if you are enjoying this podcast, feel free to, you know, leave a review in the Apple Podcast or whatever platform that you're using. It helps the show to get ranked and to find amazing people like you. And that's what I'm here for too, you know, and why I strive to do this as often as I can, to help others to become the best versions of themselves. So thanks again for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in. We value our listeners. To access all of the links and resources mentioned in today's show, head over to www.joyreveals.com. That's www.joyreveals.com.